Welcome to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, Shane Sparks, where entertainment lives. Hear all the info on how the dance world works. Welcome to part one of Dance World Driven. Find out what choreographers are hot, who's not, the up-and-coming, and new dance moves. Shane has exclusive interviews with choreographers and dancers you see dancing with, Justin Bieber, Usher, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Katy Perry, and many, many more. Learn the stories of how they went from dancers to superstars. And now, here's your host, world-famous hip-hop dance choreographer, Shane Sparks.
Yo, check it. It's your boy, Shane Sparks. Planet Dance. Did it. Good afternoon, everybody. This is your boy, Shane Sparks, chilling here in Los Angeles, California. If you're listening to me right now, you're in the best place in the world because I'm going to talk about this crazy industry, about some stuff that happened to me this week, and I just need to basically educate everybody today. You know, I need to educate everybody today so they understand what's going on in this business from when they get out here. Watch out. You know, we always talk about shady people. I'm not really talking about shady people. I want to talk about shady industry. Now, check it out. It's crazy because, I'm always putting my trust in everybody that I meet, and I touch on this a lot because I'm just really tired of people taking advantage of people that are nice to them. You know, you go through this life and they say if you treat people nice and, you know, you do good things will happen to you. But what happens is people take advantage of that. You spend all this time doing all this good stuff for people, and you know what happens? When they get to where they need to go, they don't need you no more. And then, you know, they want to bad talk you behind your back because of one little thing or two little things that you might have did in the process of being with them. You ever notice that you can do 20 things for somebody and they just, oh, my God, I can't believe you did this. And you say no one time and you're the worst person in the world. That's kind of what happens, you know. So they can't wait to find a reason to move on. You know how somebody have a guilty conscience? They're trying to find a reason to move on without having a guilty conscience. So they find something that you did or said. So when they move on, they can feel good about themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, pay attention. When you get out here to this industry, the person that speaks the most, the one that's always yapping, I heard this passage when I was young. It said, be slow to speak and quick to listen. You got to really understand what I just said. Slow to speak and quick to listen, because the more you listen, the more you learn. And my mother said, you let a person talk long enough, they'll tell on themselves. Okay? So listen to everything. And when you speak, take your time. You don't want to speak unless you got something to say, because everybody judge you by everything you say. They might not judge you right away, but you'll say, you know what, I don't smoke. And then all of a sudden, you take a puff off a cigarette, or you say, well, when I was 15, I did. Then they're like, I thought you said you never smoked. And then they got you, you know, they trying to like, discredit you. And you just got to be careful. If you ain't got nothing to say, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, just chill, relax. Don't try to be the cream of the crop. Don't try to be the focus of the crowd. Just sit back and relax and let people talk. If they're serious, if they're real, check this out. If a person is real, when they're talking, whatever they say will come to life very fast. And you should be able to see everything around them. Like if a person is very successful and they're talking about great stuff and what they can do to you, 9 times out of 10, I'm not saying all the time, don't judge me on this, but most of the time, they should have a nice car. They should live in a nice area. They should have plaques or some type of awards that show you their success. You should be able to go online and see some of their stuff. If you don't see any of that stuff, be very cautious, because people out here, they could talk so much. And then when you try to test them on it, like, okay, so if you know so much, how come you're not anywhere? How come you don't have anything? Well, blah, 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 blah. Because they don't have anything, because they really don't know what they're doing or what they're talking about. Majority of the time, not for everybody, but the majority of the time. So when you get out here, make sure the person that you meet has credit, credentials, whatever you want to call it. That's why you have this online thing. It can work for you or it can work against you. But make sure you check them out, because these people will get you. And I'm going off on this because, man, I have females coming out here. I have guys coming out here. And they get out here on the pretense of, you know, under somebody else's word, you know. And what happens is they come out here and they They oh, I thought you said to go do this, I thought you said to go do that. And then none of that happens, you know what I mean? And now these people are out here struggling because they came out here on the promise. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something about a girl that I think y'all know, Alizé. Alizé, I play her song all the time. She got that song called Red, Cold Red. Me and her have been talking, and we've just been trying to get things together. She finally got out here, came out here with her man, and it was, you know, struggle. She was like, Shane, I'm driving out there, and I might not have a way back. I'm driving out there, I might not have a place to stay. I'm driving out there, and I might not have money to eat. You know what I mean? So it's crazy. So one day she called me, she's like, I'm out here. I told her I would introduce her to anybody that I knew that can do something with her career as far as a rapper. So I introduced her to my boy Farrell. Farrell and Ness got her in the studio, got some songs to her. She's about to go in and record. She's very excited. Of course, I don't know what I could, if I could say this or not, but my boy E just got this situation that's going to be so cold for new artists. And we're starting off with the sickest artist in the game right now. So I can't say too much about it, but they're having a meeting this weekend too, E and Alizé, about that situation. Hopefully, by the time she goes home with some security, knowing that she'll be coming back to something positive. That's what I'm talking about. I can't promise her anything, but what I can do is keep my word of the people that I said I would introduce her to. And I did that. And now it's up to her with her talent, her motivation, her drive to follow through and do what she's got to do to make it happen, you know? So, yeah, so I'm going to change the subject real quick. Me and my boy, Connect, y'all might know him from your Mount Boys. I had him on the show a couple months ago. Okay, do y'all know the show Real Lives of the Hollywood Husbands or something like that? The Real Hollywood Husbands? Okay, well, the other day we was talking about some ideas. We always get together and just vibe. So basically we was like, yo, you know what would be dope? What if we had Hollywood, the Real Hollywood Dancers? You know what I mean? And the show is basically about us as dancers and what we're going through, but from a comedic point of view, because everybody always do dance stuff, and it's always serious. It's always in the hood. It's always about some crazy ghetto stuff. But I was thinking, like, why don't we just make it funny? Make it very comedic. Bring a whole bunch of dancers in. Every episode would be, you know, new dancer added to it. And we just talk about some of the crazy things that we've been through and reenact some of them. And if y'all would go on my Twitter, Sparks5678, shout out. Check it out. There's a picture of me, Connect, and my boy is going to hate me, but I can't remember his name right now. But we all three on that picture, and that was the day that we kind of came up with this concept. So we about to run with it, man, because I feel I know every dancer out here, female and male, and there's a lot of new ones out here that I don't know, but they know who I am. And I would love to introduce the world to these dancers and the crazy life that we live and how fun it can be and how crazy it can be, how disappointing it can be, you know, because this dance world is crazy. So, yeah, if y'all are feeling me on that, let me know. Hit me up on my Twitter, Sparks5678, or hit me up on my Instagram, Sparks5678. Yeah, I changed everything to Sparks5678 because I got tired of saying Sparks5678, Sparks5, okay, just one thing, Sparks5678. And if you don't understand what that means, because some people are like, well, why 5678? I'm like, okay, I did not say 5678. 5678 basically is from a choreographer's point of view because we say that probably a million times a day. 5678, get it. And that's when you start to do what you do. And if you ever say that in front of a dancer, 90% of them will look at you and be like, what? Or they'll be ready to dance. Or they'll bust out laughing. Like, every time I hear that, I got to laugh or I got to dance. So, but, yeah, so that's what's going on, man. Industry, today is just all about the industry, man, because I've been going through a lot of stuff with people and some good stuff and some bad stuff, you know what I mean? But I just basically want to keep y'all updated and let y'all know that, you know, this world is not easy. You might get up here and think it's, you know, you see people on TV doing good. It's not all what it looks like, and it's not all what TV, like, makes it seem to be. You know what I mean? So pay attention. I'm preaching today. Get it.
Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered Eric Zulli's newest project, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com on Blog Talk Radio. Find the most up-to-date info on his show, Easy Talk, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, by following his Twitter site at Easy Way Broadcast and at Eric Zulli.
EZ connects listeners with their favorite celebrities and Hollywood insiders who are doing it the easy way. And you can too. Talk to Eric during the show at 914-338-1303.
Yo, that's your boy, Easy, doing his thing. Yeah, I always got something good going on. Check this out. I was online the other day, and I was trying to get a dancer, a jazz funk dancer, jazz funk dancer, and to go to Mexico with me. I'm going to Monterrey, Mexico next month, and I needed to get a dancer, okay? So I put it out online. I got a lot of response. So I ended up hooking up with a friend of mine in Houston. I'm not saying any names. Just listen to the story. So she was like, yeah, I got this guy, you know, and I was like, cool. So she sent me his name, looked at his reel, looked at how it's worth. I was like, he's dope. Okay, cool. So hired him, talked to him, everything's good, ready to go to Mexico, bought him a ticket, got his picture promoted, everything's great. Okay. The day after we bought the ticket and did everything that we needed to do, he calls me and cancels. That's his crazy industry. He calls me and canceled. So now I got a ticket to Mexico with this guy's name on it, and it's non-refundable. So now that I can't refund it, I have to buy a whole new ticket. But I'm going to tell you that the good part about this is his dad came in and stepped up. His dad came in and, like, you know, handled everything because it was supposed to be a $200 exchange to change the ticket, because that's what I thought it was going to be, because we had already changed the ticket once for him because we thought he was going back to Houston, but he ended up wanting to come back to L.A., so we had to switch that. That was already $200, but we kind of put that on the rug. So we figured since we wanted to change it, then maybe we could change it and then pay $200, but no, it costs a little bit more. But his dad came in, sent the $200 so we could do it. So his dad's a G. Love him for that. Perfect. But now we just found out that I can't change the ticket over. I got to buy a whole new ticket, and it's like $500-something. So now I'm just waiting on feedback to see if everybody's going to handle it and see if anybody's going to leave me hanging. Because his business is crazy, and we put a lot into it, and the dance world don't have a lot of money. So when people start buying tickets and hotels and all that stuff, and then people renege, that's a lot of money that they just lost out on, because, you know, you only do things to make money. You're not trying to lose money. So hopefully the next time I talk to y'all, I'll be talking to y'all, letting y'all know, like, yo, Mexico is about to be bombed, because I leave on the 9th court. And I got my boy Connect. So Connect, if you're listening, shout out. But I got my boy Connect going out with me, and Connect, you know, dance for Justin Bieber, dance for everybody in the world. Sick boy. He's one of the only dudes that I know that does jazz, ballet. He's trained in jazz, ballet first, then he went to hip-hop, and now he's, like, killing the game with all this technique and all this style. So if you don't know who he is, go check him out. He's part of the Amount Boys. Good. So yeah, man. I'm just talking today, just preaching today, just trying to keep your head straight and put something on your mind, man. Because if I'm not doing it, nobody else is gonna do it. And I realize that there's no network out here about the dance industry that tells you how this crazy business is. So that's what I'm trying to do. Always trying to do something new, always trying to innovate, you know, always trying to, like, give kids something to look forward to. And parents, I want them to trust their kids when they go out and do stuff when it comes to dance and understand that it's just something for fun. And if they make money from it, beautiful. If they don't, at least they're out having fun and not out robbing, killing, and stealing, because that's not what we want from our kids. Yeah, see that? I changed my voice on y'all. So, yeah, so back to the story at hand. Basically, if you're coming to L.A., make sure you pay attention to everything that I'm saying, because it will help you. I've seen so many people out here be like, man, everything you told me when I first get out here is true, you know, everything, you know. It's crazy. I got the Dolls. I think I told y'all about the Dolls a couple months ago or a couple weeks ago, how sad I was because the Dolls broke up. Well, y'all need to get with it right now, because we found two girls to replace the two girls that we lost. One of them, her name is La, L.A., L.A., La. She calls herself La. I call her L.A. And we got this. She's an Asian girl. She's about 5'3", short hair on the side, long on the other side, got that crazy cut. She dances with this crew, like a real dance crew, like for real, like a hip-hop international type crew, like, you know, crazy. So she auditioned, and she could actually sing, like blowing. I was like, okay. So she came in. I was like, all right, get it. And then we needed another girl. So we got this girl that came in. She just moved out here, only been out here for a couple weeks. It's crazy how things happen when you need something. But she's a white girl. Her name, I call it Ice, because she has white hair and bright, bright blue eyes. Like crazy look, man, crazy look. So I call her Ice. Well, her real name was Caroline. But she is like fire. okay, they all dance, they all sing, they're all beautiful, they're all young, and they hype. So we're about to go into the dungeon. We're recording this week, choreography all next week, getting ready for what's up, and the whole situation, just to tie everything together. We're going to have a meeting once everything is set with E about his situation, because I'm going to bring the girls in there and, you know, see what we can do. And there's some other stuff going on there, but I'm going to let E tell that, because it's a lot going on. I don't know what I can say and what I can't. But it's going to be a great situation. And I'm going to tell you this. My main thing in this whole industry is being able to develop artists, put them out. I want to be the Puffy. And I think I've said that a million times in my life. I want to be the Puffy of the dance industry, the dance and the music industry, but mainly the dance industry. I want to make dreams come alive. I want to give people a chance and show them that if you work hard and you give it the right people, you can do anything you want. Anything you want. Okay? So, yeah. So that's what's up. So if y'all listening to me, take heed, because I need y'all to either send me dancers, send me dope acts. If you got a female rapper that's dope, let me know. If you got a group that sings and they code, let me know. If you got a dance crew that's just out of here, let me know. Okay? Just, you know, keep me updated. It's your boy Shane Sparks, playing the dance, doing my thing. It's Saturday, it's hot. I think I'm going to go sit out by the pool in a little bit because it's hot as fuck. And I got to do that. So, yo, check this out. Commercial by E. Go.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting Shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303.
Hey girl, you looking like you wanna send them tweets tonight.
Hey girl,
that's cool with me girl, just make sure you mention me tonight. As soon as we got alone, girl, you started reaching for your phone.
Favorite all my tweets so we can
And they were like, well, we can, you know, she can take a break and in an hour come back in, you know, 10 minutes. We'll take a break for 10 minutes and we can hear what she got. So then we came back and I let Ness hear what was, you know, what I wrote to the song. He loved it. So he's like, yo, the next time I have to record it is Tuesday. So that's what we have lined up now. And okay. And then we talked to Pharaoh when we were up there also. And, you know, just now Ness is like, okay, well, how y'all gonna put this out? Because it's hot. We need to, as soon as
we
get it perfect, you know, we got to get it out there. So
right.
I was like, well, let's talk to Pharaoh and, you know, whatever. So we chopped it up outside. And you know, that's where we are now. And I'm also out here in Orange County right now hoping to meet with Easy.
I just got the phone with him, and we've been chopping it up. And I was about to say, it's funny because when y'all get that song done, the fact that you're going to meet Easy to talk about that situation, it's like a perfect marriage, you know what I mean? Because I know the song could be hot, and then we do all what we got to do to make sure paperwork is right before anything happens. But it's like the opportunity is there. I mean, it's crazy because you could come out here and record a song and be signed and be ready to drop a single, like, that's how crazy this industry is. Some people take 5 years, 10 years, 5 minutes. Hopefully that's what we get out of this situation, because I know you've been in the game for a minute, and I know you. This is all you want to do, and this is all you love. So hopefully this is the opportunity that takes you to the next level so people can experience, you know, who you are and what you are. And I don't want to put you on the spot, but can you give me a verse real quick so people can know that that's really you on that track? Give me a song.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Route one, route two, route three, do me. I got options in every way, possibilities. Only time I look back is when I'm looking in the mirror. You too far behind, move, see me clearer. Goals, I set on deadlines, met them, best believe. If I say I'm gonna do it, I do it better. Like a Kool-Aid pack, taste sweeter when it's wetter. In the back of your mind, I already know you won't get her. So you rather hate, try to tell me how to live. Waiting on the day, you could say I plead the fifth. Only thing you say is claiming that's my deal. Truth is, this is. Yeah, me and my team, yeah, we gon' get the cheese. Me and your boys gonna stay chasing leaves. Nah, I don't see trick, I rap, so get used to it. I'm in the game like a trap.
Yeah, get it. If anybody can contest that, I dare them. Yeah, that's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that makes me excited right now because you're real, you know? I met you one time, and look where it's gone. And I don't know where it's gonna go, but it's hard. Alizé, it's hard, and I don't want to ever make you feel like it's going to happen right away and it's going to be like cookies. It's not. It's hard, and I know you've been working, but when it happens, it's going to happen. We met for a reason, you know what I mean? You out here in L.A. for a reason, you know, so let's get it, man. Work your butt off, and when you get in that studio, do it like it's the last song you will ever do, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, every time.
Kill that song. Kill that song, so... Yeah, well, do what y'all do and have a good day today. What y'all doing today? What's on the agenda today?
We're out here, Orange County Beach right now. And, you know, like I say, just waiting on Easy whenever he's freed up, meet with him. And then I got a couple friends out here I'm supposed to meet up with later, so.
Okay, dope. All right, well, y'all stay up, you know, come out here, represent, and I'll talk to you later. Let me know how the meeting with Easy go, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Yeah, peace. Alizé, it's your girl, she out. So that's what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. It's like this. You come out here and you got to be on it, man. You got to be on it. And she's hustling. Like, I see it in her eyes. She came out to the studio the other day. I was down there with my boy Ness, and she just walked up in that mug, and she was like, yo, I'm here, you know? It's crazy. Yo, I got another call on the line. Let me see who this is. Yo. Who is this? Look at this. Yo, it's your boy Shane Sparks, playing a dance. Who is this?
How's it going? This is Johnny Vegas Namer.
Who is this?
Johnny Vegas from California.
Johnny Vegas, what's up? What's good? What you got on your mind today?
I just was calling to say how's it going, and then I also want to ask you a question. What is the most memorable fan interaction you've had, like the most memorable moment you've had with a fan?
With a fan?
Yeah.
Check this out. My favorite one is, I can't remember, I think I was in Colorado, and I was out there with the Pulse. And when we do the Pulse, you go out there and you do choreography and you work with 1,000 kids, and they have a teacher day. And the day that you go, I mean, that day is just only the teachers, and the teachers ask you questions, like giving it, we just give advice. But I'll never forget this one guy, grown man, came up to me, and he started to talk and couldn't get his words out. And he started crying, and he said, the only reason I'm in here doing what I do is because of you and your words and what you represent. And, dude, I'm a very, very sensitive person. I'm a Cancer. And, like, people probably don't know that because you see me on TV, and I'm just, like, doing what I do. But as a person, I'm very sensitive, and it broke my heart. And that's why I work so hard to do what I do, because I see a lot of things that people never see. They only see stuff on TV. They don't see the personal stuff that I go through with people trying to make it out here and, you know, and getting frustrated and getting discouraged. And me saying one thing to them or sending them an autographed picture or just booking them for a job changes their lives, you know. So that's my most memorable, and that's the most special one.
That's really good. Thanks for sharing that, and thanks for allowing me to come on there and ask that.
You're very welcome, man. I appreciate you. Thanks for calling in, all right?
All right, thanks.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Yo, it's your boy, St. Sparks, Planet Dance. I hope y'all heard that story, because that was a crazy story, man. Like, that was a crazy day for me. I remember when I went into that place, and that dude just was like, you are everything. Like, without you, if it wasn't for you, I would not be here, you know? And it was crazy, man. But that's what I do, man. That's what I love. That's what I love, so... Yo, it's my boy. This is your boy, Shay. It's my boy. It's your boy, Shay. I got to get out of here. I got a million things to do. I got to get this Mexico trip together, and I got to get this record label stuff together. Got to get the dolls back tight. Got to get the Latin Flavor show together. And the America's Best Dance Crew in Nigeria. So You Think You're Dancing in Ukraine. I got to get all this stuff together. So I hope y'all rooting for me, praying for me, and support me, because y'all know what's up. Y'all know who I am. Don't let the media fool you, man. Don't let them fix your brain. Don't let them tell you how to think, because it's not true, man. Brainwashed. How can a person be doing a million things for good, and then somebody say something negative, and they just destroy his whole image? That's not real. That's not right. Come on. Nobody's perfect. But, on that note, it's your boy, Shane Sparks, and I want to say thank y'all for listening to me. Thank y'all for supporting me, and I see y'all on the dance floor. It's your boy, Planet Dance. Get it. I'm out.
Finally, we have a radio show dedicated to the dance world. Thank you, Shane.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Shane Sparks. You're listening to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Network. If you got something on your mind about this dance world, call me, 914-338-1303. And remember, be patient with your patience. And if you didn't know, I am a featured host on Blog Talk Radio. This is about to be the biggest show ever, so make sure you support Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, and I'm out.